Sometimes good people did bad things. Only 9 years old, Henry Thorne hadn't yet learned this valuable life lesson, but he would. He would learn it on a mild summer day in 1995 in the most horrible way possible. Henry waited patiently as his father Jack locked the front door of the apartment, a downgrade from the house in Lemon Grove. Henry hated that the apartment didn't have a backyard, but it was only the two of them now. Dad said their old place had too much space, had cost too much money. His father lowered his hand for Henry to hold as they walked along the open-air balcony toward the stairs. Henry studied the hand, thought of all the change he and his father had been through, all they'd lost. Even Blink hadn't made the trip to Grantville, which was, for Henry, even worse than the loss of the backyard. Dad had explained that the new apartment didn't allow kitties, dogs, or any other animals. The day they dropped off Blink, an orange male tabby with the bad paw and 10 years under his neutered belt, at the shelter, his dad offered to get him a bird, or a turtle, from the pet store. Henry had declined, not seeing the point of it. Birds and turtles didn't purr, and they weren't furry, and they didn't sleep on your legs at night. They had been in the apartment almost a year. Henry had been forced to transfer to a new elementary school, but he didn't mind. He didn't have many friends at his old school to begin with. Nothing lost, nothing gained. His teachers had loved him, though, mainly because he was smart. He was advanced. But kids didn't care about how smart you were. They wanted you to be funny and know about all the new video games, to play as good as they played at recess. Henry sighed inwardly, an old man's hidden sigh of regret and loss, contained and handled with wisdom, and reached up to clutch his daddy's offered hand, fingers wedged into that warm palm. Henry looked up and smiled his best smile, tried to read his dad's face, but he looked straight ahead, a giant figurehead of safety, of love. Together, wordlessly, they went down the flight of stairs to the sidewalk. Henry reached his other hand over, clutched a couple of his dad's thick fingers, and gripped playfully, hoping to be lifted into the air, to be swung up and over the sidewalk. His daddy used to do that to him all the time, but maybe he was getting too big now, too heavy. The kids at his old school called him chubby, and he hated it. But Henry was small for his age, despite a minor case of potbelly, and he knew his dad could lift him as easily as raising his own arm. For a moment, Henry thought he felt a tug and smiled in anticipation of being raised from the ground, to fly, to have his heart warmed the way it always used to feel when they played together. But the arm slackened, leaving Henry's feet on the pavement, and they continued to walk toward the street corner. It didn't matter. Henry's mood could not be deterred. He was supposed to be in school today, but was skipping to be with Dad. It was, take your child to work at the office, and he'd been able to sit with him and watch him work, maybe even help. Dad was an accountant, someone who took care of folks' money for them, helped them with their taxes. He had taken a bunch of time off when Mom died. Months. They'd sold the house, packed all their stuff, all the toys and things he'd collected over the years. His posters of outer space, his collection of action figures, his books, everything. Even his bed had been put onto a truck and taken to the new place, the apartment. The movers had put everything back like it had been in his old room, except some stuff didn't fit right, and his favorite lamp broke, the one with the horses. But Dad promised to buy him a new one. He never did, but Henry didn't say anything. It was hard for his dad to be happy since Mom left them. He never laughed, hardly ever played. At one point, he had gotten sick and Henry had stayed with his godfather, Uncle Dave, and his wife, Aunt Mary, for a while. They also lived in San Diego, but in a better part. Aunt Mary wasn't always nice, and her skin was different than his, more white. She was Asian, not black like Uncle Dave and Dad, Henry, and Mom. Henry didn't care about that. He just didn't think she was as fun as Dave, at least not all the time. Uncle Dave was cool and always brought Henry a toy when he came over. Henry loved Uncle Dave, not as much as his daddy or his mom, but he did love him. Uncle Dave would always come into his room without knocking and yell, "Where's that boy?" real loud. And Henry would always laugh and jump onto his bed, hide under a pillow and wait for Uncle Dave to come get him, to pick him up and hug him. Later, Uncle Dave would sit in the living room with his dad and say things like, "Okay, Jack, okay," and, "I'm here to help, Jack. Let me help you, brother."